I'm next to Mr. Al-Windi, who has Colonel Gaddafi's hat on his head. Colonel Gaddafi's, well, I don't know what you call this, but it's a sort of a Masonic sort of bushy thing that he used to throw around, and his necklace. Now, where have you been, Al-Windi?
Well, I've been in the Western mountains since 4 months ago. I was fighting Gaddafi troops in Kikla and other places of and parts of Libya. And now this is the first day after 4 months from struggling against Gaddafi troops. And I'm really proud for this moment that the Libyans have waited for 42 years. And I'm going to give this to my dad as a present, because he has suffered a lot from Gaddafi and Gaddafi policy.
Tell me how you got the hat. It suits you. Did you get it from?
It was really pretty hard. I just went inside his room, which
Gaddafi's bedroom.
Yeah, Gaddafi's bedroom. And I was like, oh my God, I'm in Gaddafi's room. Oh my God. But then this thing happened. I found this. I was like, oh my goodness. But I'm happy now. I'm having this thing. And I'm happy for Libyans, for those people who have suffered a lot. And I really thank all the countries that have stood with us, that have given us the help and support. Mm.
A lot of people have died, and a lot of people have been injured. So you must be feeling mixed emotions.
Yeah,
as a result of that.
A lot of friends have died with me in the front lines. Unfortunately, I really had that feeling that they should have been with me in this moment. But it's they, God loved them more than me, maybe, because they're next to God.
They are in heaven.
What happens now, do you think, Al-Windi?
What happens now? Now we should forget all the past. We should take a better steps. And we should work together as Libyans, Arabians and Berbers. And I'm sure Libyans will shock the world, because we would like to do something. Gaddafi have put us in a bad situation since these past years.